Yuvamas Park Tesvav Mishnah Zayin. Amr Meis Bali Ba'achakach Meis Chami. A woman goes overseas, and then she says her husband died, and then after her husband died, her father-in-law died. Tinasa Vitito Ksuva. So she can go and remarry, take her Ksuva, V'chamosa Asura. But her mother-in-law shouldn't believe her and cannot get remarried. She shouldn't believe her when she says that her father-in-law died, meaning her mother-in-law's husband. Don't believe her, and she's still Asur. Because she's, just like a tzara, is possible to give edus on the other tzara. This is also one of the cases. A woman is not believed, legabi, her mother-in-law. She's going to try to mess her up. And obviously, there's not as much animosity between the two. It's not like the two tzaras want to each other, because there they're fighting over the same husband. And the fact that he's married to another wife has an impact on the hana that she has from him. Mashenkin this, it's just a mother-in-law. Nevertheless, we're going to see it's the same machlokas. Therefore, Haisa Basq Yisrael a Kohen, even if the mother-in-law is a Bas Yisrael, and the father-in-law in question is a Kohen, Tochel b'truma, she can continue eating truma, Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, because we don't believe her daughter-in-law at all. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Ein Zo Derech Motziata Midei Avera. This is not the Derech to prevent her from doing an Avera. What do? We have to make sure that she's asur to remarry, because we're machmer, that we do not believe her, but also v'asur l'achol b'truma, we also have to asur her from eating truma. We have to possibly, in this case, listen to the daughter-in-law, that perhaps he is dead, and therefore she should not eat truma. Mishnah continues, kiddush achas mi'chamesh noshim ve'in yodea ezo kiddush. This is a different type of case. If a person was mekadesh, one of five women, but he wasn't sure he was mekadesh. Mepharshim explained that he was mekadesh with bia. Kol achas omeres osi kidesh. All the five women say that he was mekadesh them. Each one of them says this. Nosin get l'chol achas v'achas. He has to give a get to each and every one to allow them to remarry. This is, of course, if he doesn't want to stay married to them. So he gives a get to each one. U'meniach ksuva beinehen. U'mistalik. And then, but what about the ksuva? He only has to give the ksuva to one of them. So in this case, all he has to do is leave the ksuva out between them, and that's it, and then he can walk away. Now, we don't mean he just leaves the ksuva on the floor. It means he brings it into Beis Din until it becomes clear, like the first Tzor points out. That's Rabbi Tarfon's shita. Rabbi Kiva Aimer Ein Zo Derech Motziah to Midei Aver. Rabbi Kiva says that this is not the derech to prevent an aver, because here we're afraid of gezel. Rather, the only way to prevent from aver is ach itin get uksuva l'kol achas ve'echas. You'd actually have to give a get, uksuva and the ksuva, to each and every one. And Taisyanta brings the Gemara that points out that this is specifically only in the case of his Mekadosh Rebiya, because Rebbe Kiva was Machmer, the Chum gave a Knas, because the guy married all these women with Bia, therefore he has to give a Ksuva to each one. But if a guy was Mekadosh with Kedushin and he had the same Suffolk, it seems that he would agree with Rebbe Tarfon, that you'd only have to give one Ksuva and you would leave it to Beis Din, and then they would clarify it. Gozel Echad Michamisha. If one stole from one of five people, and he doesn't know which person he stole from, each person says he stole from me. What does he do? Maniach gezele b'neihen, u'mistalek divrei Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says he would leave the money that he stole, whatever he stole, between them by Beis Din, and then that's it. He can take himself out of that. Rabbi Kiva Aimer Ein Zo Derech Motziata Midei Avera. According to Bekiva, the only way to get himself out of an Avera is to pay back each and every one of them. And the Gemara goes through why we needed each of these cases. Some were more machmer because of the Reis or other reasons. And that's why we needed all these different cases. However, what's interesting is the Rav says over here, the last few cases where it was Kiddush Achas Michamesh Noshim, a guy marries one of five women, or Gezel, in these cases, the Halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, even though in the previous cases, like the beginning of this very Mishnah, whether or not the mother-in-law keeps the ksuva or she can eat truma, there, just like the previous Mishnah, halacha is like a bitarfin there too. But in the last two cases, with gezel and being mekadesh one of five, there the halacha is like a bikiva, the Rav says.